When the North Carolina legislature formed the Centennial Authority in 1995, the authority's job was to oversee what was first known as the Raleigh Entertainment and Sports Arena. Most of the construction was financed through a hotel and restaurant tax, with the Hurricanes franchise chipping in $60 million and the state of North Carolina paying $18 million. The new building would serve as the new home of NC State's basketball team and would draw a professional sports franchise to Raleigh. Everything was hunky-dory until Hurricanes president Jim Rutherford went public last month with what he saw was an effort by state's athletic department to hog most of the dates for what is now PNC Arena. Those dates, from late August through March, include the meat of the National Hockey League season. Not only that, but the National Hockey League requires that by June 1st, its teams give the league all of its potential home dates so that the NHL can determine its schedule for the upcoming season. Now, common sense would tell you that with an expanded ACC, scheduling has been more difficult, and thus has taken longer for the ACC to determine its 2013-14 schedule. That has meant that NC State probably had to hold on to more potential dates longer. But what seems to have gotten Rutherford's goat is a letter he says he received from NC State's athletic director Debbie Yao and basketball coach Mark Gottfried. Rutherford said the letter intimated that the state athletic department would not be as flexible as in the past when they made concessions to the Canes and Gale Force Holdings, the company that operates the building. Since then, letters and emails have ping-ponged back and forth between the Hurricanes, NC State Chancellor Randy Woodson, the PAC's athletic department, and the Centennial Authority. Basically, state says it has to hold on to dates until it receives the ACC schedule, a schedule that is heavily dictated by its television partners. And that schedule is usually not released until August or September, way past the NHL's June 1st deadline to its teams for them to have their dates into the league. Now, according to Rutherford, each time the team changes a date it has given to the league, it can be forced to pay a $100,000 change fee. And that is of no help to Gale Force Holdings, which Rutherford says has been losing between $1 and $2 million a year on the arena. He says the schedule delay could move that number closer to $10 million. So how can the arena make money? One way would be for the Hurricanes to win more games and go deep into the playoffs. Extra home games equals extra revenue, especially for a franchise that averaged more than 17,500 fans a game this season. Another way to make more money is to book more events into the arena. However, if state holds a large number of dates for a long time, it can be tough to book those events, whether they be concerts, ice shows, the circus, or monster truck shows. And speaking of concerts, they have become much less of a draw than the last 30 years. Think about it. There just aren't too many acts that will sell out an arena these days. And those that can, say a Bruce Springsteen, for instance, have like-sized arena options in Greensboro and Charlotte from which to choose. So how do the Canes and NC State resolve their differences? First, they hope that the ACC expansion has caused a one-time delay that is longer than usual. Second, and most important, they can sit down with each other at the same table, face-to-face, and hash things out. It can't be that difficult, can it? I'm Dave Gorin. We'll talk again next Wednesday.